We mentioned last time that the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara points out, going on to Daf Gimel Amid Aleph from Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says that the whole idea of a shliach who brings a get from Medina Sayyam saying b'fanei b'nayachtam, that's all a chumer d'rabbanan. And mishumiguna, Chazal will make it that you only need one aid, that you only need one shliach to say b'fanei. So the Gemara has a kasha on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. That's really a chumrah. You think it's a kula, but it's really a chumrah, because if you would require two, so then the Baal would not be able to do anything. He wouldn't be able to be ma'arer and to pasel the get. Chad lo osi baal ma'arer. Chad osi baal ma'arer pasele. Tre lo osi baal ma'arer pasele, but chad osi baal ma'arer u pasele. So says the Gemara, no, because the shliach has to say b'fanei in front of two or three people, me'kar medek dayek, we assume the shliach is going to be medayek, lo osi le arue nafshe, and he's not going to make himself look foolish. We have to understand who we're talking about here. Who's not going to look foolish? But the Pashup Shad is that the Baal is not going to make himself look foolish by being Ma'ara, so we're no longer concerned about the ear. So we discussed that there's actually a Machlokas HaRishon, and what does it mean, the Chad Osi Baal Ma'ara U'Pasalei, that if you only have one Shliach saying B'fanei, then the Baal could actually be Ma'ara and Pasal again. Rashi on the first day and Tosfos both assume that it's a real psul, that the Baal can actually pasel the get. Tosfos in the first day suggests that it's still only a laz, but the laz can work to pasel le'inyin zeh, that lechatchila we won't allow her to remarry. Some kind of a psul. It's hard to really understand what Tosfos means, that it's a real psul if it's only a laz, but that's what Tosfos says. Rashi explains a little bit differently. Rashi says that the psul, that the Baal can pasel, because it's chad b'hadechad, u'gichad l'b'hadechad. It's an eid echad b'akhosha. If you have the one shliach and the one Baal, so they contradict each other, they conflict with each other, it's a clash, so we knock it all out. So if we knock the whole eidus out, what comes out? Right, what comes out is that we assume that the get is pasel, right? That the get is going to be pasel. It's pasel mamish. It's pasel mamish because u'gichad l'b'hadechad. Tosis didn't like that. Tosis in the second day of the Re, he rejects this idea that the Baal can actually pasel the get completely. He says the whole thing is just a laz ba'alma. So what's the problem? The problem is, even if the Baal doesn't have the koach to pasel the get, but we're afraid that people are not going to want to marry her anyway, that they're going to believe the laz, even though the Baal doesn't really have the power to pasel the get. So that's the Re, that the Baal really can't pasel the get, but we're still afraid, we should still be afraid, that charasi baal ma'ara pasele, that the Baal is going to be motzi laz, and once he's motzi laz, so people are not going to want to marry the woman. So therefore, we should really have two. So comes the Gemara and says, we don't need two, because since the shliach has made the dayek, the Baal is not going to be ma'ara, so even if you only have one, that's okay. Yeah. So we were troubled last time with the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, what does Rashi mean? That erachad b'kosha lav klumhu, that u'kichad l'b'hadichad, the Baal is going to pasel the get, mamish. His kasha is more on Rashi than on the first day in Tosfos. Even though the first day in Tosfos and Rashi are both saying the Baal can pasel, but it's for different reasons. So we'll focus on Rashi. Rashi says, the u'kichad l'b'hadichad, that the Baal can cancel the eidus of the shliach, effect of Pnei Yeshua, but we have a principle that kol makom shem min haTorah, eid echad harei kan shnayim. Whenever the Torah believes one eid, he has a din kishnayim. Like we find by Sota, eid echad b'sota is din kishnayim. Egla rufa, eid echad, the egla rufa is din kishnayim. And in the Rabbanim, we find that eid echad b'misa sabal is also din kishnayim. That we don't believe another eid that testifies after the first eid said what he said. So, frekta pnei Yeshua, here too. If the shliach is saying b'fanei l'fanei nechtam, so why don't we say that the shliach is din kishnayim? Even if you only have one, he should be Neman Kishnayim, and once he's Neman Kishnayim, the Baal shouldn't be believed to contradict him. What's Rashi saying? Rashi says, Uki Chad, Abahad Echad, the Baal's going to be able to pasel the get completely. He's not passing the get. If the Shliach is Neman, even if it's only a Dinder Rabbanah, but we find Misa Sabal is also only a Dinder Rabbanah that the Eid Echad is Neman, and nevertheless, we assume that Dino Kishnayim. We assume that Dino Kishnayim. So why over here does Rashi assume that it will be Uki Chad, Abahad Echad? That's the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua is. So he mentioned that Rav Baruch Ber in Birka Shmuel wants to suggest that maybe this rule, the Kol Makom Sheamina Torah Eid Echad Harei Kan Shnayim, it's a limited type of rule. That maybe it only applies where really Me'ikar Adin you should need Shnayim. You should need Shnayim. It's just the Torah has a dispensation that in this particular case, one eid is sufficient. So if it's a makom that really you should need shnayim, the eid echad has to be dinu kashnayim, because you need a certain level. You need a certain level. So there, if the Torah says that he's going to be nema, the eid echad has to be kashnayim. And by Misa Sabal as well, since Misa Sabal is a case of Eishas Ish, it should require Shnayim. So if the Chacham are going to be Mekel, that Eid Echad is Neman, even though there are principles that help them be Mekel, right? Chazaka that Isha is Daiko Minsaba, the woman is going to be very careful, because she knows that if she marries and the husband is still alive, since she's going to have to take him Mizeh and Mizeh, they're going to be B'nei and Mamzerim for both sides. She knows that there are big chumras coming up. So there is this chazaka that she's going to be super careful before she marries. Okay, there are other principles that are helping the chacham along, but ultimately, what do the chacham say? That the eid echad is neman b'misa sabal. But it's a case of eishes ish, so it's really a situation where you should have needed shnayim. So chazal are going to be mekel to say that eid echad is neman, so it must be that dinu kashnayim. But where you don't need shnayim to begin with, so then maybe the eid echad is not dinu kashnayim. So this is really what the Ritva says as well. The Ritva in Yevamos makes this comment. Here's the Ritva. It's on page 1 of packet 11. The Ritva says, Nirim advarim kedivrei rizal, the davka be'edus davar sheba'erva the boishnayim shaminu alazeh kishnayim, avol b'yisur and da'alma desagi b'chad, kevin shlo heminu elakichad, yosachrina v'akra shehavya hakoshek echad lagavichad. What's the Ritva saying? The where do I say that komakom shemina torei dechad arekan shnayim? That's by dovah shebe'erva v'chadom. Dovah shebe'erva and things like it that you need shnayim. So if you need shnayim and yet the Torah says that one is enough, so must be that dinu kashnayim. What's up the Ritva? But by yisurim, even though we know that eidechad is neman be yisurim, but it's not that you really need shnayim, but the Torah had a dispensation that even one eid is enough. No, it's a new halacha that eidechad is neman be yisurim. So he has an emunas kachad. He doesn't have an emunas ketrei. He's not dino kishnayim. So he's not dino kishnayim. Then if another aid will come and contradict him, he says that the food is kosher. The other aid will come and say the food is treif. So there'll be a clash. There'll be a clash of two aidim. One aid keneged the other aid, and we have to assume that the food is becheskas issa. It's becheskas issa until we know that there's a head. That's the yisod. He says that's the yisod. What's the Ritva saying? That Eidach HaNeman Bisurin is not Dinu Kishnayim. So we described last time that L'chor, what it means is that this halacha, that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin, it's not that the Eid has a status of Eidus. We don't need Eidus over here. It's just Isurin Ba'alma. It's not Dinu Mamonis. It's not Dinu Nefashis. It's not Dovah Sheba'erba. So we don't need Eidus. What do we need? Nemonis. The Eidach has a Nemonis B'Isurin, even though he doesn't have a Torah Seidus. And for that reason, the Eidach HaBisurin doesn't have to have Haggadah B'Bezdin. He doesn't have to speak in Bezdin. Eidus always has to be in Bezdin, but his halacha is not a halacha of Eidus, it's a din of Nemanus. What's more, even Psulim Aksherim Lahoy B'Yisurin, and Isha's Ksherim Lahoy B'Yisurin. I mean, if he's a Gazlan, if he's a Chashash Meshaker, so then maybe he wouldn't be Nema. But people who are apostle only because of Xeris HaKosov, Isha, Karov, right? A person's brother tells him that the food is kosher, right? He's Neman. Why? Because we don't need a Torah's Eidus by Yisurin. A Torah's Nemanus is enough. So if a Torah's Nemanus is enough, so then even Psulim are going to be Neman, and even Hagada Chutz Lebezdin is going to be acceptable, because we only need Nemanus over here. We don't need a Torah's Eidus. This Yisod is not just in the Ritva, but it's in the Tashbetz as well. The Tashbetz was troubled by a Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchas Eidus in Perek Hay lists off where does the Torah believe one eid, but what are all the cases? Rambam in Perakei Halacha Beis B'shnei Mekomos Hemira Torah Eid Echad B'Sota Shlotishta Mei Marim. Right, by Sota, if there's an Eid Echad that she was Nivala, right? If there's an Eid Echad that she was actually Nivala, so then she's not going to drink from the Mayim Hamarim. That's it. The Eid Echad is Nema that she was Nivala, she's not going to drink. U'Be'Egla Rufa Shalotei Arif K'moshe B'Yanu. Eglaruf as well, and Eid Echad is Nema to say that Ra'isi HaHoreg, I saw the Horeg, and then we're not going to be Orif, the Egla. So the Rambam says that Torah believes one Eid in two Mekomos, V'chemi Devrei, Be'ed is Isha, Shiyor Elo Shemeis Baile, and also Medirah Bonon, that Meis Baile, right? The Eid Echad is Nema in three different cases, two Menah Torah, one Medirah Bonon. Frek the Tashbeit, But the Rambam left out a case that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim. Why didn't the Rambam mention that? The Eid Echad is Neman Bisurim also. Why didn't he mention that? That's the Tashbetz is Kasha. Tashbetz, one of the Rishonim, is troubled with this Kasha. He says, how could the Rambam have left that out? He says on page 5, Aval ha'emes b'chol zem asher chazati l'cha b'kundureisi harishon. Right, the Shoal asked this kasha, so he suggests the following: Shlitzricha Torah shnei edim ala b'dvarim shetzrichem edus gemura. When does the Torah require to edim? That's where you need an edus. She efsha leida ha'emes b'zeh ela mipi ha'edim. The true emes we only find with two edim. You need two edim to establish what the truth is. U'beferish otzi asota. The Eglar Rufa, the Torah was motzi sota and Eglar Rufa from that cloud, that even though you really should need a full Eidus, Eid Echad is going to be enough. Ki min adin hoya lahatzrich shnei Eidim al-shechzer sakasa b'kach. Aval b'milsa Davida ligluye, the case of Misa Sabal is that it's milsa Davida ligluye, it's going to be found out, we're going to figure it out. So eino b'chlal dover she'etzvich ha-Torah shnei Eidim l'fidaito shel ha-Rambam. So the Rambam says no. If it's avidul egluye, so then you don't need two aid. Fine. Okay, let's skip a little bit. Ve'edach ha'neman b'isurin b'feresh ripso so atoru k'dekasivna v'afilu pasul aedus mehemin k'deisa perakam l'chulin. Look, vizelo kolo haramzal. Why did the Rambam include the din that edach ha'neman b'isurin zok the tashbeitz? That's because it's exeras hakosav that edach is neman, and even apostle is neman. You see, it's not that there's a Torah's Eidus associated with him. No, he's Neman, but he doesn't really have a Torah's Eidus. You don't need a Torah's Eidus l'gabei Yisur. So that's why, says the Tashbeitz, the Rambam doesn't count that, because that's not what he's talking about. The Rambam is saying that there are exceptions to the rule that Eid Echad is Neman, even where you really should have needed Eidus. So for that, what does he pick? Eglar Rufa, Sota, Misa Sabal. Those are the examples where we trust in Eid Echad, despite the fact that you really should have needed Shnei Eidus. Isurim has nothing to do with that, because you wouldn't need an Eidus to begin with. You'd only need Nemanus. So therefore, the Eid Echad can be Neman, and he's on a lower level. He doesn't have a din of Eidus. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because he's not talking about such a circumstance. He's talking about a circumstance where really you should have needed Eidus. If the Eid Echad is Neman, where you should have needed Eidus, obviously, Dino is going to be Kishnai. So we wanted to suggest that maybe, and that's what Rashi had in mind. So Baruch Ber's answer. Baruch Ber says that maybe when Rashi claims that Uki Chalav Ahad Echad, if you have one shliach who says Mefanei Tefanei Nachta, so according to the Havamina of the Gemara, it would be better to have two shluchim, two edim saying Mefanei, because then the Baal would not be able to pasul. But if you only have one shliach, Chadasi Baal Ma'aro Pasulei, the Baal can pasul. And how can the Baal pasul? Says Rashi, because Uki Chalav Ahad Echad. Eid Echad Bak Choshe. What's Rashi talking about? Doesn't the Eid Echad have a din kishnayim? The answer is, at this stage in the Gemara, what are we assuming? We're assuming that the reason why you need the Shliach to say B'fanei Tefanei Nachta is only a Chumrat Rabbanan. Min HaTorah, Rov Bekim Heim, and Stam Safer Nidani, Megmagmirin, it's just a Chumrat Rabbanan. It was just a Chumrat Rabbanan, and Chazal didn't give a Torah's Eidus to the Shliach. I know we're talking about a Dover Sheba'ever type of halacha, right? It's about an Eishes Ish, you're testifying that the get is good, that you can divorce her, that the Baal can divorce her with this get. But the reason why you need some kind of statement from the shliach, this is the chumrat rabbanan. So Ken Zayin, the chachamim did not give the aid, did not give the shliach a Torah's edus, because it's not really an edus of davar sheba erva. You don't really need this edus over here. Since the holding is just a chumrat ba'alma, maybe we treat it as like a nemonis ba'alma. It's like eid echad neman bisurim, so to speak. Right? It's a nemonis ba'alma. So if it's nemonis ba'alma, it's not dinu kishnayim. It's not going to be Dino Kishnayim. So that's why the Baal is going to be able to contradict him. It'll be a Chad Keneged Chad, and they'll cancel each other out. And then we'll assume that the get is possible, and the woman is not going to be able to marry. Okay, so that could be the answer, that here, since the whole thing is only a Chumrat Rabbanan, that's the stage that we're at in the Gemara now, that it's only a Chumrat Rabbanan. If it would be a Din D'Oraisa, so then it'd be hard to say that he's not Dino Kishnayim, but if it's only a Chumrat Rabbanan, so Efshem and Kenzogin, that we can say that he doesn't have a din kishnayim, he only has a din kichad, so then the Baal will be able to contradict him, and we'll see u kichad b'had ichad they'll be makhish each other, and they'll cancel each other out, so we'll have to assume the get is going to be plus. And this could be the answer for Rashi. But the question is, how can we understand the other tzad in the Rishon? Right? The Re, the second day in Tosfos, assumes the chalasi bal ma'arav pasalei, is not going to pasal it makhish. He's just going to be motzi alas. We don't say ugechad the bahadichad. It's not going to pasal. Right? He's not going to pass him. So why would he not pass him? So he saw that the Ritva says, of course he's not going to pass him, because the Shliach is Neman Kebet Rei. Right? The exact svara that Rashi didn't want to say, that's what the Ritva suggests. The Ritva's whole point is that I agree with the Ri, he says. I agree with the Ri. He agrees with the Ri. It must be just that we're afraid of the lies, that people are going to believe him in the lies, and they're not going to want to marry the woman. It's not real, it's not a real nemonis, because the shleich is nemonis kebet rei. So I don't understand, why should the shleich be nemonis kebet rei? What's the Ritva assuming? Kol mokom shemina Torah eidecha darei kan shnayim. The Chachamim believe the Eid Echad Chacham believed the Shliach to say b'fanat v'natam. So shouldn't that be Dino Kishnayim? Why is it Dino Kishnayim? I thought the Ritva himself said it. The Ritva and Yevamis himself said that Eid Echad is Dino Kishnayim only where it's a real Eidus, right? Where you should have needed Shnayim. Where you should have needed Shnayim. But here it's just a Chumrad Ba'alma, Chumrad Rabbanan. So if it's just a Chumrad Rabbanan, why would you say that Dino Kishnayim? Chora Rashi's right. Right, everything we just said, everything the Birka Shmuel said to explain Rashi, now we have to understand why the Ritva and the Ri don't hold like that. The Ritva and the Ri assume that the Shliach is Dino Kishnayim. And that's why there was no Havamin that the Baal could mamish pasal again. It's not going to be a Chad Keneged Chad, but rather the Baal is just going to be Motzi Laz. And people are going to believe the Laz, not going to want to marry the woman. It's not that he really pasals the get, it's just they're not going to want to marry the woman. So why do they assume that the Shliach is Dino Kishnayim? So I think you can answer in one of two ways. One way is to say that even if it's only a chumrah derabbanan, but because this is a davish be'erva, we're talking about a gerushin. So even if it's only a chumrah ba'alma, maybe the chachamim gave the shliach a din kishnayim. Right? Just like legabi misa sabal, they gave the eidecha dino kishnayim, and they gave him a din of shnayim. So even though there it's more fundamental than here, here it's only a chumrah ba'alma, but efshim and kenzogin that even though it's only a chumrah ba'al, but it is an issue related to davar she'be'erva, so maybe the re and the ritva say that it's dino kishnayim. It's like egla arufa and sota misabal. It's not like isurim. Isurim, the din is that eidachad is not isurim and he's not going to be dino kishnayim. But maybe this is different. This is a davar she'be'erva type of halacha. In fact, some of the talmidim on Thursday were so troubled. Like, why should it be dino kishnayim if davar she'be'erva? So we said no, because it's just a chumrah ba'alma at this stage in the Gemara. So maybe even though it's talking about a davar she'be'erva, but this aspect of davar she'be'erva is not real davar she'be'erva. It's just an emunas ba'alma. But efshar that's what the Ritva and the Ri will say, that it really is a chelak from davar she'be'erva. It's a part of the davar she'be'erva, and you can't say that ain't dino kishnayim. It's dino kishnayim. The shliach is kebet rei. The shliach is kebet rei. Then we understand that the ba'al will not have the koach to really pasul. He can't pasul, he'll be motzi laz, but he's not going to pasul because the shliach really is dino kebet rei. That's one way to answer. But the other way to answer is to say that maybe the Ritva and the Ri don't have such a distinction. They don't distinguish between egla arufa, sota, and misa sabal on the one hand, and isurim on the other hand. Maybe they put it all together. Maybe they say that kol makom shemina Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. Even in Isurim may be Dino Kishnayim. Now I know what you're thinking, but the Ritva and the Ri say that by Isurim, the Eid Echad is Dino Kishnayim, but I thought we quoted the Ritva and Yevamis that says that Isurim is different. Not so fast. We know that the Ritva and Gittin, many claim, is not really the Ritva. It's Rabbeinu Kreskes. So that's not a stira. What I'm really asking is, what do Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ri hold? They don't have to hold like the Ritva and Yevamis, because it's not the Ritva, it's Rabbeinu Kreskes. So that's not a stira. So what am I saying? That maybe Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ri will say that applies even to Yusuf. It applies in every case. Whenever we find that in Eid Echad is Neman, he's Dino Kishnayim. He's Dino Kishnayim. Because if you're going to believe him, that means that you treat him like Shnayim. And in fact, we find a precedent for this. There is a Rishon that holds like that. Which Rishon? The Marik. It's the third Marik of the year already. It's Mamish HaChazok. Marik. The Marik holds like it's a famous Marik. The famous Marik. The Marik in Hilchos Shechita. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya. It's a big lumdish piece. You know, all the Smicha boys, when they learn Yerideya. So, Shechita is a very lumdish limud. The Rav spent a lot of time in Shechita. You know, if you look at the Shiurei HaRav on Yerideya, it's like half the Sefer is on Shechita. Because that's what the Rav did. The Smicha program doesn't really spend as much time on Shechita now. Spend more time on Bas B'Cholam and Tarobos, because that's really more of the Halacha L'maisa of Kashrus. But the Rav spent a lot of time on Shechita because there's a lot of lumdus there. So at the end of Siman Aleph, in Hilchos Shechita, page 2 in the packet, Siman Aleph Sif Yudalit, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Marik, Shochet Sheheyed Olav Eid Echad Sheshochet Sheloka Hogan, Behu Matchisha. Let's say you have a Shochet, who Shechts a Behemah, and there's an Eid Echad who's standing there. He sees what he does. And he comes and says that he was Shochet Shloka Hogan. He didn't shecht properly. He didn't follow. There are certain halachas of Shechita. You're not allowed to press too hard and you can't wait in the middle of the Shechita. A lot of different things, right? And he said he didn't shecht properly. And the Shochet is Machashim. Eid Echad Bakchosha Lav Klamu. Zab the Shulchan Aruch. It's Eid Echad Bakchosha. They contradict each other. They contradict each other. Funny, it's not what that phrase really means. Now, what he's saying is that the hakhosha of the Eid Echad against the shliach is nothing. That's not how we use the phrase normally. We normally assume that Eid Echad b'akhosha lav klumu means that if you have two Eid Echads that are being machach each other, they cancel each other out. Interesting. Okay. So he says the hakhosha of the second aid is not going to cancel the shochet. The shochet is neman. And the aid himself can eat from the shchita of the shochet. Mikan lahaba. He can't eat from this behema because shagan afshachaticha di sura. He said that this behema is aser. But mikan lahaba, he's neman about the shochet. Right? He's neman. He's not neman about the shochet. The shochet's shchita is a shchita chair. If the aid says that he doesn't know what he's doing with the shchitas, how can he eat? How can he eat from the shchita of the shochet in the future? The answer is no. His eidus is not accepted. Even the gabi himself, it's not accepted. He can't eat from this behemah, but in the future he can eat. What's the source of this? So the Taz in Sifkat and Chav Gimel says Shom b'marik tamla zedikom mokom shemina Torah le'ed echad havi kishnayim kedisu perak baser perak beis the ksubis. Marik says that the Torah is mamin the shochet kishnayim. Eid echad is neman bisurim. The shochet is neman kishnayim. So once the shochet is neman to say that he shechted properly, the eid echad is not neman to say that he didn't shecht properly. Bisurim. Eid echad is neman kishnayim. So it's two against one. So after Taz, Rashal per kam the chul and kosav al zeh, aval anika safti. The Marshal says, I go like the Ritva and Yevomis. The Ritva says that Komokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad HaRekan Shnayim, that applies by Eidus Isha, where you really should have needed Shnayim. But by Isurim, we don't say Dino Kishnayim. So if it's not Dino Kishnayim, then the Eid Echad is going to clash with the Shochet, and we have to throw out the Eidus. So what do? We follow Chazaka. The Behem is Becheskes Isser. It was Becheskes Eivir Menachai. Now it's Becheskes Nevela, right? Until we know that the Behem was shechted properly, we assume it's Becheskes Isser. So it's Becheskes Isser, then you're not going to be able to eat. No one can eat from the Shechita. So you see, there's a machlokas. The Marik says that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin is Dino Kishnayim. The Shochet is Dino Kishnayim, Neman against the other Eid, two against one. The Ritva Nivamas would say that Eid Echad Neman Bisurim is not going to be Dino Kishnayim. So perhaps we can suggest that Rabbi Nekreskes and the Ri over here are assuming, like the Ma'arik, they would say that here, even though it's only a chumra ba'alma, it's a chumra ba'alma that the chacham gave namanas to the erecha, to the shliach. It's only a chumra ba'alma. So you would say, if it's only a chumra ba'alma, it's not a davar sheva every type of halacha. It's not a davar sheva every type of halacha. It shouldn't be dino keshtayim. It should be just like isurim. So maybe they'll say, no, but even by isurim, when we say that erecha is nema b'isurim, he's dino keshtayim. Erecha is always dino keshtayim if he's nema. There's no such two categories. There's no such thing as two categories, that there's an Eidus category and an Emonus category. No, if he's Neman, he's Neman, he's Dino Kishnayim. So if he's Dino Kishnayim, then we can understand that the Baal is not going to be Neman to contradict him, because it's two against one. So, Nochamo, there are two ways that we can explain the Rian Rabbi Nekreskes. That either they assume that even if the Ritva Yevamos is right, that Komokom Shemina Tarei Dach and Harei Kanshnayim only applies to Eidus Isha, not to Isurim. But here, it's like an Eidus Isha type of halacha. Because even though it's only a Chumra Rabbanan that Chazal gave Nemanis to the Shliach, but it's a Davar Sheva Erva. So because it's a Davar Sheva Erva, it has to be Dino Kishnayim. Or you can say, no, that they hold that Kamakam Shemina Torah Erecha and Erech Anshnayim applies even to Isurim, not just to Eidus Isha. To all cases, if the Erecha is Neman, he's always Dino Kishnayim. Like the Marik. So if that's the case, even though this is only a chumra ba'alma, he's going to be dino keshnayim. So if he's dino keshnayim, then the Baal is not going to be neman to contradict. Question, yes?
So the first answer, we're going like what we said about the rov, that ksivas ma'isa get last week?
No. The discussion of the rov, that ksivas aget, the tchilas ma'isa gerishin, that's all still assuming within the havamin of the Gemara, that you need the edus of the shliach midina, right? Mitzad adin, minat Torah. So if you need it minat Torah, so what does that mean? Right? The kasha of the Gemara was that edachad, even if edachad is never bisurin, but ein davashav erifachas mishnayim. So what was that statement? The statement meant that if ksivas aged is the tchilas ma'isa gerishin, so therefore the ksivas aged is part of the davashav erifah, right? So if ein davashav erifachas mishnayim, then you should need shnayim. So how can one shliach be now? The parents of the Gemara is no. Mitzad Adin, there's no need. There's no need to have Eidus at all. The whole it's mutter without any Eidus. In our Torah, there's no need to have an Eidus bechlal. The whole thing is only a Chumad Rabbanan. So now we have to ask ourselves, within the Chumad Rabbanan, that the Shliach is Neman. So what's his status? Is he Dino Kishnayim or is he not Dino Kishnayim? So that's the question that we have over here. Whenever we find that an Eid Echad is Neman, is he Dino Kishnayim always? Is it only Dino Kishnayim by Eidus Isha and other similar circumstances where you should have needed two? So we give an Eid Echad the status of two? That's the whole question that the debate of the Rishonim over here on Daf Gimel seems to revolve around. Yes?
So Rav Baruch Ber's answer is that it comes down to the fact that...
Rav Baruch Ber is not going within Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ri.
Right.
He's explaining Rashi. Right?
Yeah. His answer for Rashi, right, is that just that... Because this whole thing is coming about through a chumra de rabbanan, we can just ignore the fact that it's a davar sheva'erva and just say that it's one on one.
No, if it's only a chumra de rabbanan, so it's not like Chazal gave the Eid Echad a status of shnayim. The whole thing is a chumra de rabbanan, so they said he's neman, but he doesn't have super nemanas. He won't have the status of two edim.
When does Chazal ever give someone the power of two? It's usually like learned down from a pasuk.
No? Mises habal, they gave him the power of two. The Eid Echad who says that Meis Baila is Neman and she can remarry. So how does that work? So the Gemara Yevama says that there are a number of other factors that play a role. Isha Daiko Minsaba, a person is going to be, the woman is going to be Medayeka, she's going to be very careful before she remarries because she's afraid of the consequences. We saw in the Tashbetz that the Rambam has a different idea that if it's Avida Ligluye, if it can be found out, so we can trust one Eid because again, you know, it can be found out, so people are going to be much more careful before they say things, before they do things. So there are factors that play a role, but nevertheless, the Chachamim trusted even one person, the Mises Habal. So here they're trusting one guy also, but here it's not the same. The din that an Eid Echad is Neman b'Mises Habal, there you're talking about a woman who's a full-fledged Eishes Ish, you're going to be Mater HaLashuk, how do you do that? One Eid says that the husband died and you're going to be Mater? So there the Chachamim are saying, look, we have an umdana, we have principles that we're applying over here, and we're going to use those principles to trust this one aid. Oh, but if they're going to trust this one aid in a case which is so chumer, which should have required two aidim, so there I'll say dino kishnayim. But here, min haTorah, there's no need to have any testimony b'fanei t'fanei neftam. It's perfectly fine. Stam safed adani, migmar gemiri, there's a rove. There's no reason to really be choshesh for anything. Right? So if there's no reason to be choshesh, so then it makes a lot of sense that when Chazal claim that the shliach is going to be neman, he's not dino kishnayim, he's dino kachad. They said, we don't need shnayim. It's not that they said he's dino kashnayim. It's that we don't need shnayim over here. So if we don't need shnayim, so then he's only dino kachad. So he's only dino kachad. Then the Baal can make a clash with him, and it'll be chad keneged chad, and he'll cancel the edus of the shliach. Aryeh.
What's the question again on the re? We're seeing that.
The question on the re is, once you've explained Rashi, so now how do we understand the re? Why did he argue with Rashi? Rashi said that the Baal can passel the get much. How does he do that? If the shliach said that it's kosher, b'fanei neftam, so how does the Baal passel? So Rashi said he passels because chad keneged chad, he cancels. So we asked, but I don't understand, isn't it dino kishnayim? So we explain why it's not dino kishnayim. So once we say that it's not dino kishnayim, so then why would the re say that he can't passel? L'chora, the re is saying he can't passel because dino kishnayim, like the Rabbeinu Kreskes said. Right, like the purported Ritva, right, like the phantom Ritva, Rabbi Nokeskes, right. It's because the shliach is kevei trei. Basically, all I'm doing is I'm saying that you have to figure out the cheshbon over here. Once you give a pshat and Rashi, so then you have to always plug it back into the other school of thought and figure out why didn't they say that? It's so obvious now. Why didn't they say that? I'm trying to explain Rashi, you know, so well. I'm explaining, you know, how the Birka Shmuel understood Rashi. So Rashi is so compelling that we have to say, so what's Rabbeinu Kreskes thinking? What's the Re thinking? So there are two ways that we suggested to explain Rabbeinu Kreskes in the Re. Yeah.
Also, in the Ritva and Yevamos, he quotes Yishima Re.
I was thinking of
Rashi,
I know.
Right?
I was thinking of that. So, right. So, it's probably better. Right. So, it's better to say within the Re and Tosis, if the Ritva's Re and Tosis's Re are the same, so which pshat would you recommend within the Re? You'd probably say the first pshat, that once Chazal were machmer to assume that we need an edus of a shliach, they made it dino kishnayim. That's an easier pshat to say within the Re. Within Rabbeinu Kreskes, you're not forced into that, because he could go like the Marik, that edachad is dino kishnayim everywhere, not just in the case of edus isha. But you're right, I noticed that also. I was wondering if you were going to pick up on that. I'm very happy you did. Right? So it's always challenging to figure out, so what's the correct pshat? So you have to look at who says what and fit it all in. Initially, I looked at this and I said, well, you can't say that the Ritva over here is against the Ritva and Yevamos, because it's the same person. It's one thing to say that Tosasim can contradict each other in different Masechtas. But the same Rishon, you can't. But then I realized, no, this Ritva is not really the Ritva. So they claim. Right, so that's not such a kasha, but the Re and the Re, that is more of a kasha, right? So for the Re and the Re, you'll have to say the first pshat. Within Rabbeinu Kreskes, it's open to say the second pshat. Yehuda.
When we have Rabbeinu Kreskes, does that mean that Rabbeinu Kreskes is quoting the Ritva, or the Ritva is quoting Rabbeinu Kreskes, or it's just
the Rabbeinu Kreskes is Rabbeinu Kreskes. He's not the Ritva. The Ritva's like not in his back pocket, or you know, his shirt sleeve.
He's also have like.
He's a different Rishon. See, he's not beholden to what the Ritva said in Yevamos. He can say his own pshat. Okay. We still have a little bit left, but I think we're going to leave it. Okay, we'll leave that last section out. If you want to talk about it tomorrow, I'd be happy to fill you in. But I think with this, we're going to conclude the sugya. This concludes the sugya of Rabbah. We've done the first chelik. We talked about the shliach saying v'fanut v'fanenechtam. Rabbah says the v'shem v'kin l'shma. I think we really did justice to this sugya throughout Chodesh Elul and even a little bit beyond to really get a sense as to what the Sheet of Rav is all about. And hopefully, Mitzvah Hashem, after Yom Tov, we'll start with the Sheet of Rav.